We are Quixie 98.3. It is Wednesday, and it's just been absolutely gorgeous, and that gorgeousness has joined me.
Very good. That's your comedy. I like it.
Hey, look, I try to be, quote, the king of segues. Sometimes they fail, but I can't tell you how many times I've started a segue and realized, nope, that doesn't work. And, you know, once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah, and life is life. There you go.
Well, anyway, I've got Mike McNutt here today for Forever Friends. We do Forever Friends every Wednesday. It's brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus on Town Drive in Elizabethtown. How's it going, Mike?
It's going excellent. You know, recently we've been doing things a little bit different. We've had some changes in the way we do adoptions. We're still unable to let visitors into the building. All adoptions are by appointment only. You can view all our pets at a couple different sites, including Finding Rover and PetFinder.com, which are updated daily. Once you see a pet you're interested in adopting, please visit the Hardin County Government website to fill out the application at www.hcky.org. In the 2 weeks since we started our reopening, we have rehomed a total of 20 dogs and returned 7 others back to their owners, as well as adopting out a total of 20 cats and kittens. We've also restarted our return to field program, and we've already spayed and neutered 40 community cats. If you have community cats in the Hardin County and in the area of Hardin County, please feel free to reach out to the shelter so that you're able to utilize the program we have in place and help us control the community cat population. You can call for an appointment, and we will set you up to bring your animals in and get them spayed and neutered and returned back safely.
All right. So that's actually – I like to hear those numbers. That's positive numbers, and we could use a little positive.
Every day.
So I'm glad to hear that the numbers are moving in the right direction. I did check out, I think it was the Finding Rover app, and I saw some cute and fluffy on there. So yes. Definitely encourage people to check it out.
Well, the Finding Rover app is a great app for – people to use in the public, because you can actually post pictures of your lost animals, and if one person in the public has seen that animal, they can take a picture of it on the street corner and post it, and you can actually get your animal back without it ever having to come to the shelter, which is the best thing for the animal and for you and for the shelter.
Yeah.
So please, yeah, utilize Finding Rover. If you have any, you know, questions about any of the programs, please call us 270-769-3428. We answer the phones 8 to 11 and 12 to 4 Monday through Saturday.
All right. And kind of Finding Rover is like the new, I don't want to say new age, but the high-tech version of the missing poster that used to be on the telephone poles.
Yes. Facial recognition for animals. It's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. One more time. I know that you've already said it twice, but I'm going to make you say it one more time. If anybody has any questions or they want to learn anything more about the stuff that we've talked about today, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call us at 270-769-3428. Look us up on Facebook, or they can go to the county website, hcky.org.
All right. So hoping for those in-person adoptions eventually, but at least the numbers are moving in the right direction.
We're working on it. I'm just trying to get all the safety precautions put into place, and getting your hands on them at this time is not as easy as you would think.
Absolutely. So, and that's good. We want to keep everybody safe as well.
Yes.
All right. So this is Forever Friends on Quixie 98.3, brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus on Town Drive in Elizabethtown.